The Hit. Written by David Baldacci. Read by Ron McLarty with Orla Cassidy. To the cast and crew of Wish You Well, thanks for an incredible ride. Chapter 1. Feeling energized by the death that was about to happen, Doug Jacobs adjusted his headset and brightened his computer screen. The picture was now crystal clear, almost as if he were there. But he thanked God he wasn't. There was thousands of miles away. But one couldn't tell that by looking at the screen. They couldn't pay him enough to be there. Besides, many people were far better suited for that job. He would be communicating shortly with one of them. Jacobs briefly glanced around the four walls and the one window of his office in the sunny Washington, D.C. neighborhood. It was an ordinary-looking low-rise brick building set in a mixed-use neighborhood that also contained historical homes in various states of either decay or restoration. But some parts of Jacobs' building were not ordinary at all. These elements included a heavy-gauge steel gate out front with a high fence around the perimeter of the property. Armed sentries patrolled the interior halls and surveillance cameras monitored the exterior. But there was nothing on the outside to clue anyone in to what was happening on the inside. And a lot was happening on the inside. Jacobs picked up his mug of fresh coffee into which he had just poured 3 sugar packets. Watching the screen required intense concentration. Sugar and caffeine helped him do that. It would match the emotional buzz he would have in just a few minutes. He spoke into the headset.
Alpha 1, confirm location,
he said crisply. It occurred to him that he sounded like an air traffic controller trying to keep the skies safe. Well, in a way, that's exactly what I am. Only our goal is death on every trip. The response was nearly immediate.
Alpha 1, location 700 meters west of target. 6th floor of the apartment building's east face, 4th window over from the left. You should just be able to make out the end of my rifle muzzle on a zoom in.
Jacobs leaned forward and moved his mouse, zooming in on the real-time satellite feed from this distant city that was home to many enemies of the United States. Hovering over the edge of the windowsill, he saw just the tip of a long suppressor can screwed onto a rifle's muzzle. The rifle was a customized piece of weaponry that could kill at long distances. Well, so long as a skilled hand and eye were operating it. And right now, that was the case.
Roger that, Alpha 1. Cocked and locked?
Affirmative. All factors dialed in on scope. Crosshairs on terminal spot. Tuned frequency shifting suppressor. Setting sun behind me and in their faces. No optics reflect. Good to go.
Copy that, Alpha 1.
Jacobs checked his watch.
Local time there, 1700?
On the dot. Intel update?
Jacobs brought this information up on a subscreen. All on schedule. Target will be arriving in 5 minutes. He'll exit the limo on the curbside. He's scheduled to take a minute of questions on the curb, and then it's a 10-second walk into the building.
10-second walk into the building confirmed?
Confirmed. But the minute of interview may go longer. You play it as it goes.
Copy that.
Jacobs refocused on the screen for a few minutes until he saw it.
Okay. Motorcade is approaching.
I see it. I've got my sight line on the straight and narrow. No obstructions.
The crowd?
I've been watching the patterns of the people for the last hour. Security has roped them off. They've outlined the path he'll take for me like a lighted runway.
Right. I can see that now.
Jacobs loved being ringside for these things without actually being in the danger zone. He was compensated more generously than the person on the other end of the line. At a certain level, this made no sense at all. The shooter's ass was out there, and if the shot wasn't successful or the exit cues made swiftly, the gunner was dead. Back here, there would be no